allowed audience at Wigmore Hall last week. It was given by the lyric tenor Jonas Kaufmann and the pianist Helmut Deutsch. They brought their critically acclaimed account of Schubert's deeply felt song cycle Die Schöne Müllerin, and they did not disappoint. Do join me, Ian Skelly, for that tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3 from 7. But with the time now at 11:15, it's time on Radio 3 for me to hand you on to Fiona Talkington for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction.
Thank you. Music for a Hungarian wedding performed by a group called Tukros Zeneko with singer Eva Korpash. And welcome to another fortnight of Late Junction with me, Fiona Talkington. I've been sifting through quite a lot of new Hungarian CDs recently, so there's plenty more where that came from this week. Next, a traditional Scottish ballad given the bellowhead treatment.
Rosslyn's daughter walked through the woods alone, when by King Captain word a ban, a servant of the king, he said unto his servant man, were it not against the law, I'd take her into my own bed and lie her next to the wall. So he jumped off his milk-white steed, and he set the lady on, and all the way he walked on thought. And he held her by the hand, he held her by the middle of the waist, for lie next to the wall. But said the pretty lady, before you mean perplex, it's you must answer questions yet. And that is question six, it's question six you must tell me. And that is three times twelve, before I'll lie in your bed. At either stalk or she lies next to the wall.
The sound of the late Hukwe Zawosi playing the mbira-like ilimba with the master musicians of Tanzania, a piece called Lukunzi, a traditional tune from the Gogo ethnic group of central Tanzania. And before that, an 18th century Scottish ballad called Captain Wedderburn, given a new lease of life there by Bellowhead, and comes from their latest release called Hedonism. By the way, Bellowhead play the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London on the 20th, if you're lucky enough to have a ticket. The percussion, the marimbas and vibes in this next piece is beautifully subtle. Meredith Monk, a piece called Liminal.
Thank you.
his pocket.
Thank you.
More percussion music from Tanzania. Marimba players from south of Dar es Salaam, recorded, I think, in the early 1970s by the late David Fanshawe. And Meredith Monk just before, weaving around some wonderfully subtle percussion in a piece called Liminal.
Thank you.
Finnish harmonica player Jukko Kuhala with Abdissa Asefa adding percussion there in a piece called Manitusta, which I think translates as persuasion. Now, Finn Peters has been causing a bit of a stir with his recent project Music of the Mind. Maybe you heard Jazz on 3 last night with Finn's concert from Café Otto being played by Jez Nelson. If you missed it, do catch up on the BBC iPlayer. Now, Music of the Mind is inspired by the mind-mapping experiments of Dr. Mick Grierson from Goldsmiths University. Finn mapped his brainwaves using what I think is called brain interface technology and then translated the waves into music and used these to inspire further compositions and improvisations. Finn plays flutes and saxes, Oren Marshall plays tuba, Tom Skinner's on drums and electronics, Dave Price on percussion, and Matthew Yee King is their computer and electronics whiz. This is a piece called MTA.
Yeah.
amante, in paradiso iam certamente pur di e quella e quel che vola femmina fa, pur di e la quel che vola femmina fa, pur di e la quel che vola femmina fa.
A tarantella from Puglia in southern Italy, played there by Christina Pluha and L'Arpeggiata. And the Weekend Guitar Trio from Estonia, just before. And Finn Peters to start with, from his Music of the Mind project. More from that later on. Finn Peters, by the way, is in the London Jazz Festival, which gets underway this Friday, on the 20th at the Pheasantry and on the 16th with Nosferatu at the Forge in Camden. And you can hear the Music of the Mind project at the Turner Sims in Southampton on the 25th and in Manchester at Band on the Wall the next day. I had the great pleasure this summer of hearing Alan Johannes live at the Punkt Festival. You might have come across him as part of 11 or Them Crooked Vultures, but his solo songs, inspired by his partner Natasha Schneider, who died a couple of years ago, are really something else and very, very moving. This is called Speechless, which comes from Alan's new CD, Spark.
Time is ever streaming, left where it lays. It won't decay, this feeling, all alone with everything that's born. The gods display their scorn. Gets me closer, a cut through the day, a murdering of meaning, either way, endless ways to say, I'm speechless when I pray. Yeah.
Patricia Kopaczynskaya and her father, Victor Kopaczynski, with a traditional Romanian tune following on from a great singer-songwriter, Alan Iohannis, and Speechless from his new CD, Spark. Now, something new from Brian Eno in a moment, after the sound of the Ran play, a small bamboo pipe with a metal reed vibrating in the mouthpiece. Multi-instrumentalist Stefan Mikus first heard it on travels to Laos many years ago and decided to explore the music he could make if the Ran play was lifted from its usual role as a solo instrument. From his new CD, this is a piece called Rain.
Thank you.
That's a piece called Emerald and Lime, and it comes from a new release by Brian Eno, joined by John Hopkins and Leo Abrahams, with whom he's been collaborating and improvising over the last couple of years. The album's called Small Craft on a Milk Sea, and it's out this week on Warp Records. Now, more from my pile of new Hungarian CDs. The voices here of Agnes Herzku and Eva Korpas, with a starry lineup of some great Hungarian musicians, including Kalman Bolog, Mihai Dresch and Robbie Lakatos.
Piros mimbunikus
The cimbalom duo of Kalman Bolog and Miklos Lukács, a traditional Romanian tune called Roman Fogatos. And Kalman Bolog also featured in the group we heard just before called Primaș Parade. The Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival gets underway a week on Friday, and you can certainly expect to hear some of the music here on Radio 3. In fact, on Here and Now throughout the month of January. There's quite a focus on Norway and Denmark this year, including a tribute to Arne Norheim. Rebecca Saunders is composer in residence, and I've picked out a concert on Sunday the 21st of November, which pairs the music of Brian Eno and Michael Nyman. The Canadian ensemble Contact Contemporary Music will be revisiting Eno's classic Discreet Music, as well as Eno's collaboration with Robert Fripp called Evening Star. And in the first half of the concert, the Fidelio Trio preview their forthcoming release of the complete trios by Michael Nyman. This is a piece called Yellow Beach. Fidelio Trio from their forthcoming CD of piano trios by Michael Nyman. And you can hear them perform some of his music at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival, which begins a week on Friday. Full details of all their concerts are on the Huddersfield website, of course. And when I played you that Stefan Mikus piece earlier on, one of the things which influenced him in deciding to put several of the pipe-like instruments together was the polyphony of Georgian singing. This is a traditional Georgian table song sung by the Tsinandali Choir from Georgia.
Oh,
Well, those old Georgian table songs were traditionally sung during a convivial evening, drinking wine from ram's horns. So after that song by the Tsinandali Choir, I played you an expert on ram's horn and lure, Odd Sylvanus Lund. He was playing lure, which is a sort of Nordic alp horn. Finn Peters again to end Late Junction tonight from his Music of the Mind project. This is a rather lovely lullaby called Sleep Music 2. Till tomorrow night, good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra Amsterdam must have one of the largest archive of recorded concerts of any of the world's top orchestras. And more treasure from it tonight. Carlo Maria Giolini conducting the orchestra in Brahms' Fourth Symphony. Gert Albrecht conducting the Berg, Wozzeck fragments. And here, first of all, Kurt Zanderling in charge of the Amsterdam players. In Mozart, the alternative title for Mozart's Don Giovanni is Il Dissoluto Punito, or the Reprobate Punished. Giovanni's instrument of damnation is the statue of Donna Anna's father. Giovanni kills him in the first scene, and he looms over the opera from the very opening bars of Mozart's overture. Mozart's Don Giovanni Overture, Kurt Zanderling conducting the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. Gert Albrecht conducts them now. In music from Berg's opera Wozzeck, about a humble soldier who allows himself to be used as a guinea pig in medical experiments so he can support his mistress Marie and her child. Because of the delay in getting Wozzeck staged, Berg made these excerpts from the opera, focusing on Marie. The soprano is Dunja Vezovic. The three fragments from Berg's opera Wozzeck. Marie singing a lullaby to her child, then taking comfort after her fling with the drum major from reading the story of Christ's forgiveness of Mary Magdalene, and the final fragment from right at the end of the opera, after Marie and Wozzeck's deaths, the child riding its hobby horse completely unaware of what's happened. The mezzo there is Marie Dunja Vesevich with Gerd Albrecht conducting the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. Carlo Maria Giolini conducts them now in Brahms' Fourth Symphony.